I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Saudi Arabia says it's increasing oil production to nearly 10 million barrels a day. Starting next month, the production will rise from 9 million per day to 9.7 million barrels a day. The kingdom had already announced modest increases, but those haven't done much to stem the soaring price of oil. Zimbabwe's opposition leader has pulled out of Friday's presidential runoff. Morgan Tsvangirai says supporters of President Robert Mugabe are leading a campaign of violence and intimidation, making it impossible to hold a fair election. Tsvangirai has called on the United Nations to intervene. Okay. I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Saudi Arabia says it's increasing oil production to nearly 10 million barrels a day. Starting next month, production will rise from 9 million per day to 9.7 million barrels. The kingdom had already announced modest increases, but those haven't done much to stem the soaring price of oil. Zimbabwe's opposition leader has pulled out of Friday's presidential runoff. Morgan Tsvangirai says supporters of President Robert Mugabe are leading a campaign of violence, intimidation, making it impossible to hold a fair election. Tsvangirai has called on the United Nations to intervene. The father of singer Amy Winehouse says she has the early stages of emphysema from smoking crack cocaine and cigarettes. The singer was hospitalized Monday after collapsing at her home near London. She remains there under observation. Mitch Winehouse tells the Sunday Mirror newspaper that his daughter has an irregular heartbeat and lung damage as well, and she may require a full-time oxygen mask to breathe. At the Multiplex this weekend, Steve Carell's adaptation of the hit 1960s TV series Get Smart pulled in $39 million. That was good enough for first place. Meanwhile, the Mike Myers, Jessica Alba comedy, The Love Guru, opened in a disappointing fourth place. It took home just $14 million, $10 million below some projections. And check this out. It's the world's largest fruit salad. Farmers in Lima, Peru donated 18 tons of tropical fruit to create it. It was created at an agricultural fair where people attending got to sample the results. Pineapples, tangerines, bananas, mangoes, oranges, and papayas went into this humongous creation. The same group set a fruit salad record back in 2003. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.